We went out by his gate into the road, and there we made a minute examination of the statuesque passing traffic. The tops of the wheels and some of the legs of the horses of the Sharabang, the end of the whiplash and the lower jaw of the conductor, who was just beginning to yawn, were perceptibly in motion, but all the rest of the lumbering conveyance seemed still, and quite noiseless except for a faint rattling that came from one man's throat. And as parts of this frozen edifice, there were a driver, you know, and a conductor, and 11 people. The effect as we walked about the thing began by being madly queer, and ended by being disagreeable. There they were, people like ourselves, and yet not like ourselves, frozen in careless attitudes, caught in mid-gesture. A girl and a man smiled at one another, a leering smile that threatened to last forevermore. A woman in a floppy capeline rested her arm on the rail and stared at Gibbon's house with the unwinking stare of eternity. A man stroked his moustache like a figure of wax, and another stretched a tiresome stiff hand with extended fingers towards his loosened hat. We stared at them, we laughed at them, we made faces at them, and then a sort of disgust of them came upon us, and we turned away and walked round in front of the cyclist towards the Lees.